It is a major thrust into one of the world's fastest growing financial markets. The Swiss bank UBS has unveiled a surprise move to take over the Brazilian investment bank Banco Pactual in a $2.5 billion deal. Pactual, a non-listed private partnership, will give UBS a strong position in Brazil's investment banking sector and make it a significant provider of asset management and wealth management services there. Shares, however, are trading down 0.2% on the news at just over 150 Swiss francs. In the past, UBS has been avoiding big purchases. Instead, it's been following a policy of making smaller, bolt-on acquisitions, fortifying its position as the world's largest manager of private wealth. The deal follows a series of transactions designed to extend the UBS presence in the fast-growing markets. In 2004, the Zurich-based bank pushed into Russian investment banking with a purchase of Brunswick. That was followed last year by UBS taking control of Beijing Securities, which made it the first foreign institution to buy into a Chinese brokerage. And only last month, UBS agreed to pay up to $875 million for the retail brokerage operations of US investment bank Piper Jaffray. According to UBS, the Pactual deal is a clear win-win situation. It will be completed in the third quarter and should have a slightly positive effect on this year's profits. There's also good news for employees at both the Swiss and the Brazilian bank. No layoffs are expected to result from the takeover. Merlin Kuhne, Reuters.
Sony is winning some positive reviews for its new make or break video game console, the PlayStation 3, that will debut in November. At a news conference in Los Angeles, Sony also showed off PS3's motion-sensitive wireless controller that surprised many gamers.
It plays Blu-ray discs, both in terms of games as well as movies. Combine that with the fact that it has true HD output, and combined with the fact that PlayStation is the platform where all of the hit game titles come to.
Some analysts are questioning a price tag that will make the PlayStation 3 at least $100 more costly than its main rival from Microsoft. At stake is dominance in an industry which will rack up about $30 billion in revenue worldwide this year. John Decker, Reuters.